This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Madison judge is granting a temporary injunction that will allow people with disabilities to vote at home electronically. Dane County's Everett Mitchell says the state law banning election clerks from emailing absentee ballots to disabled voters is unenforceable. The case could go all the way to the state Supreme Court. It looks like there might be a recall election for Assembly Speaker Robin Voss after all. Staff at the Wisconsin Elections Commission says petitioners gathered just more than enough valid signatures to trigger a recall in the old 63rd district. The question is whether there can be a recall election in a district that no longer exists. The first presidential debate is tomorrow night. Lynn Carey is a retired nurse in Germantown who's had a double lung transplant, but she says she's listening to hear what the candidates say about reproductive care.
We have all heard the stories of what happens when there is not access to appropriate care. The results we're seeing, the impact of the Dobbs decision must be addressed.
Kristen Sierra is a teacher in Port Washington with an autoimmune disorder, but she's listening to hear what the candidates have to say about helping young people.
What are we going to do about this whole generation of people who do not have health care as part of their employment package? How are they going to access health care so they can stay healthy?
Civic Media's debate coverage is on many of these stations tomorrow night at 7:30. 17 people have died in ATV and UTV crashes in Wisconsin so far this year. The Department of Natural Resources says most of the victims were not wearing seatbelts or helmets. Many of them had been drinking, too. A lot of people are expected to take to the roads and trails on the long 4th of July weekend. All the storms Wisconsin's been getting means flooded basements and damaged roofs and siding. Bao Vang is with the Better Business Bureau. She says they're there to help you find reputable contractors.
We can help you look online, find reputable companies, those that have been doing great business with other customers.
Vang recommends making sure you know what your insurance covers first. She says you're best off hiring local accredited contractors. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Grand Avenue Bridge in downtown Wisconsin Rapids will be closed for most of the day today. The bridge between 1st Avenue South and 2nd Street South near the Rogers Cinema Theater will be closed starting at 7 a.m. today so city crews can inspect the bridge. Traffic on Grand Avenue will be detoured onto the Jackson Street Bridge. They plan to open the Grand Avenue Bridge at 3 p.m. today. City crews will also be inspecting the Jackson Street Bridge beginning at 9 a.m. today. They will only close the outside right eastbound lane, and traffic will be shifted to the inside left eastbound lane. They expect to reopen all lanes by 3 p.m. today. For Nakusa's Midwest Fest is this Saturday. It's from 3 to 9 at Riverside Park in Nakusa. Get ready for a day of making memories, family fun activities, live music, food vendors, and competitions. That's Saturday from 3 to 9. Members of the Pittsville Fire Company have put in the work to become certified in swift water rescue. According to the Pittsville Fire Company's Facebook page, three firefighters and EMTs, Gage Coombe, Jess Kiefer, and Noah Grimm, spent 4 days doing the original operations and technician course from the Iron Mountain area in Menominee River. This included several hours of hands-on use of ropes and rigging, boat handling, and learning river dynamics in a swift water situation. Don't fall for the Publisher's Clearinghouse scam. The BBB is warning scammers are using sweepstakes to trick people into paying for prizes they haven't actually won. Callers are impersonating Publisher Clearinghouse employees. They send a photo of your new car and all the money you won, but say you must pay a fee for an IRS requirement or a broker's fee. Publisher's Clearinghouse will never ask for payment. If you receive a call like this, hang up. There's painted rocks scattered around Wisconsin Rapids. The police department will post clues to where these rocks will be hidden. If you happen to find one, bring it back to the Wisconsin Rapids Police Department for a prize. The rocks were designed and painted by Susie Squirrel Studio. You can follow the Wisconsin Rapids Police Department Facebook page to watch for clues and see what the rocks look like. Celebrate Plover is taking place rain or shine this weekend. You can come down to Lake Pakawa Park in Plover on Friday or Saturday this weekend with fun for the whole family. There's free admission and free parking. Friday, July 26th, kicks off at 4:30. Music by The Ramble starts at 6, and The Balloon Glow is at 8:30. Saturday is a full day of fun starting at 9 a.m. and rounding out with fireworks at dusk. Grand Union plays from 8 to midnight. A new solar canopy is being installed in Grolsky Park in Stevens Point. It's the first of its kind, and the solar canopy will provide shade, a free charging station, and generate more energy than the park will consume. The surplus energy will be sold back to the utility company, reinforcing the city's long-standing commitment to sustainability. Mayor Mike Wiesa said this enhances the community's recreational options and exemplifies their dedication to green, renewable energy initiatives. The Judy Grolsky family donated 10 acres of land to the city in November of 2020. They dedicated the land to creating and protecting additional public green space and wetlands. It should officially open in late August. The ODC will be hosting a sensory-friendly skating event at Skate City on Friday. It's an 80s-themed party on June 28th from 10:30 to 1:30. This sensory-friendly event will feature soft music, dim lighting, no flashing lights, and most arcade games will be turned off. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Another win for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the defending World Series champs, the Rangers, 3-1. Milwaukee's Joey Ortiz with a shot over the left field wall on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Ortiz, left field, warning track, out of here!
I asked Ortiz if the Rangers' Andrew Heaney tried to slip a fastball past him.
No, not necessarily. He had been flipping me breakers. I was kind of just aware of where I needed the ball to start to get that pitch to hit it well, and he threw it somewhere I can hit it and got to it.
The Brewers' Hobie Milner got his first start and was replaced by Bryce Wilson, who held the Rangers scoreless through six innings.
I mean, they shut us down. You know, they went with the opener, got a quick run. Things were looking good, but we just couldn't get two or three hits together. And that's what it takes to score a run, or you got to hit a home run, and you got to knock in some runs, and that was missing tonight.
That's the Rangers manager, Bruce Bochy. NBA draft tonight, the Bucks with the 23rd pick. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sure, she's elderly now and has a terrible voice, but Madonna's music is still fun and ticket sales show people still want to hear it. That's right, Taylor Swift. Madonna has the highest grossing tour of 2024, pulling in just under $180 million so far. Variety says it is short-lived, though, because the Taylor Swift Eras Tour does not keep track of earnings, but once they are announced, the Eras Tour will likely have grossed over $1 billion. Speaking of Taylor Swift and her Eras Tour is Dave Grohl. The Foo Fighters frontman took a snarky shot at Swift when he said his band's tour should be called the Errors Tour because they make so many mistakes because they actually play live, hinting that Swift does not sing live. Grohl, who says he is a fan of Swift, was playing at a rival venue in London when he made the comment. Normally, retribution would be in order from the Swifties, but lucky for Dave Grohl, they don't know who he is. Inside Out 2 has made $724 million worldwide in just 11 days. The Disney Pixar film just passed Dune 2 as the highest grossing film of the year so far and has given the summer box office major momentum as theaters prepare for other hopeful blockbusters like A Quiet Place Day 1, Deadpool and Wolverine, and Despicable Me 4. We'll see if the momentum keeps rolling. Scarlett Johansson would have been happy to have been eaten by a fake dinosaur, that is. The 39-year-old Oscar-nominated actress told comicbook.com that she has wanted to be part of the Jurassic franchise forever and has now finally landed a starring role in Jurassic World. Johansson says the first Jurassic Park was one of the first films she ever saw in theaters and it changed her life. Johansson says she'd be willing to die in the first 5 minutes, get eaten by whatever, do craft services, and says she'll do anything for it. That's called not exactly giving your agent firepower at the negotiating table. The Hollywood Walk of Fame class for 2025 has been announced. According to Deadline.com, Jane Fonda, Colin Farrell, Jessica Chastain, and Emilio Estevez will all receive stars on the famous street in the Hollywood Hood. Those nominated by the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce to receive their stars will have 2 years to accept the honor and have to shell out 75 G's to have it installed. Financing is not an option. 911's Ryan Guzman says J-Lo did a very ballsy thing before their intimate love scene in The Boy Next Door. The 36-year-old actor played opposite J-Lo in the steamy student-teacher thriller and says he learned a lot from Jenny on the set, like it's okay to wolf down pizza before filming an intimate love scene. Guzman told Jana Kramer on her Wind Down podcast that before a scene like that, most actors will only eat things like salad. Nothing is sexier between two actors going at it on screen than indigestion. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lots of sunshine out there today. We'll get to 82 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 54. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the upper 70s with more rain and thunderstorms tomorrow night and again on Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WIS Country. That's WIS Country.com.